Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, 'cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. 'Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, but I ain't letting you. I'm mad as hell and you know I still bleed red, white, and blue.
That ain't my America. Lynyrd Skynyrd said it really well, and I happen to agree with him. The America I see today is not the America I grew up in. This is Bill General Gonzo S. Patton Turner. And I want to thank you for joining me at Freedom Outlaw Radio. Hoorah, baby. Freedom Outlaw Radio's got a new affiliate, the Rebooting Liberty Radio Network at live.rebootingliberty.com, the first, last, and only name in Liberty Radio. If you were one of the folks that were listening in last show, you heard us talk about Islam and what it means to America. And Barack Hussein Obama in his setting up a caliphate in America. And why, as head of the caliph, he can't do some of the things that we have not seen him do, like denounce Islam. We've got a guest call-in number. Anybody wants to talk tonight after we get done running through the things that need to be run down and talked about? It's 347-857-1197. And we got a special Muslim hotline. It's 347-857-1197. We grease that one up with bacon. Feel free, call in. Chat room's open. Slide on in there as well. We'll do our best to keep our eyes open if you got anything of relevance to say. But we're going to jump right on in where we left off last week. Because it's damn important that the people in America know what we're up against. We were talking about the ways Islam differs from the Constitution, the way Sharia law stands out and differs from the Constitution, and why it is not compatible, and we should not allow Muslims, Islam, and Sharia law into the United States of America. We should have American laws for American courts. May piss be upon Islam. It is a crime for a non-Muslim to sell weapons to someone who will use them against Muslims. Too bad. Non-Muslims cannot curse a Muslim. Once again, may piss be upon Islam. Or say anything derogatory about Allah. You know, that made up that Muhammad talked about. The prophet, you know. Muhammad, or Islam, or expose the weak points of Muslims, like child brides, pedophilia, and a fondness for goats. a non-Muslim cannot inherit from a Muslim. Banks must be Sharia compliant, and interest is not allowed. Now, folks, I'm here to tell you, every major bank in the United States of America offers Sharia compliant financing, which means every Muslim in America is getting an interest-free loan, cars, credit cards, home loans. Think about that. You signed off when you bought your house and saw that huge chunk of interest that you're paying over the life of your 30-year mortgage or 15-year mortgage, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Muslims aren't paying that. My suggestion, refinance your home loan. State that you're Muslim. And Bilk, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, all of the big banks out of this interest. A la snack bar, baby. Beat them at their own game. What are they going to do? Say you're not Muslim? You converted. Put an end to this Sharia compliant financing BS right here, right now. When they start having to dole out instead of 1.5% or 2.5% of their loans at zero interest, but they have to start doling out the majority of their loans at zero interest, that crap will come to a grinding halt. It's time we turn the tables and these big banks stopped the Sharia compliant financing. Another difference between Sharia law and the Constitution, no testimony in court is acceptable from people of low-level jobs, such as street sweepers or bathhouse attendants. Fortunate for Barack Obama, because the folks in Chicago could never talk about him. Women on low-level jobs, such as professional funeral mourners, cannot keep custody of their children in case of a divorce. And a non-Muslim cannot rule even over a non-Muslim minority population. Now, I want you to pay attention to this next one, you cum-guzzling sperm burpers out there in the world. Homosexuality is punishable death. Quite often, you get your wish. You get to be well hung. Iran is on frequent flyer mileage for hanging gay people. Why you liberals support Islam is beyond me, because you're going to be first in line when they come around to stoning and hanging. The next one, and you liberals will probably like this since most of you are NAMBLA members, is there is no age limit for the marriage of girls. That's right, you could get married to someone as young as 6 months old, 2 months old. No age limit for the marriage of girls. Every Muslim must be a NAMBLA member and excited to sign right up. But the marriage contract, you know, can take place anytime after birth. They just can't consummate it until at least age 8. Yes. Under Sharia law, pedophilia, child molestation, call it what you want. I call it sick, twisted, and obscene, is perfectly legal. It's a mental illness that can only be resolved with a 240-grain cranial lead injection. Rebelliousness on the part of the wife nullifies the husband's obligation to support her. Yep. Under Islam, if the wife gets a little uppity, he doesn't have to support her. And it gives him permission to beat her and keep her from leaving the home. Now, you want to talk about a war on women. Islam seems to be where it's at. Yet the Democrats, the liberals, the progressives, call it what you will, they are supporting Islam to the nth degree, not realizing that once Sharia law is in place, they're basically going to throw a sheet over Hillary Clinton's head and Elizabeth Warren's head and tell them to shut up. And if they don't, they're going to beat them. These people don't seem to be the sharpest knives in the drawer. Divorce is only in the hands of the husband, and it's as easy as saying, I divorce you, and becomes effective even if the husband did not intend it. Once again, the war on women wages on. And these meat puppets in the Democratic Party just keep saying, Red Rover, send more of these psycho Muslims on over. There is no community property between a husband and a wife, and the husband's property does not automatically go to the wife after his death. A woman inherits half of what a man inherits. A man has the right to have up to four wives, and none of them have a right to divorce him, even if he is polygamous. Yet, the Democrats keep saying it is the Republicans that have a war on women. I truly believe Michael Savage is correct when he says that being a liberal is a mental disease. Under Islam, the dowry is given in exchange for the woman's sexual organs. That's an interesting concept and helps secure Islam's war on women. A man is allowed to have sex with slave women and women captured in battle. And if the enslaved woman is married, her marriage is annulled. The testimony of a woman in court is half the value of a man. Very interesting. Yet the Democrats love Islam and Sharia law. And a woman loses custody of her children if she remarries. And here's one every woman in America should love. To prove rape, a woman must have four male witnesses. Let that sink in, ladies. To prove rape, a woman must have four male witnesses. To me, that sounds like a gang rape, because if you have four male witnesses, shouldn't they be kicking the crap out of the rapist and putting a stop to it? Yet, the Democrats love this. Why? How sick and twisted can you be to think that this is a good idea? Under Sharia law, a Muslim rapist is only required to pay the bride dowry money and doesn't have to marry her. Because, well, frankly, he's just paying for her sexual organs because he raped her. A Muslim woman must cover every inch of her body, which is considered awra, a sexual organ. Not all Sharia schools allow the face of a woman to be exposed. A Muslim man is forgiven if he kills his wife at the time he caught her in the act of adultery. However, the opposite is not true for women, since the man could be married to the woman he is caught with. Because remember, men can have multiple wives. Women cannot have multiple husbands. Yet the Democrats believe that it's Republicans that have a war on women, and Islam is A-OK. Remember now, it's obligatory for a Muslim to lie if the purpose is to advance Islam. That means for the sake of abiding with Islam's commandments, such as jihad, a Muslim is obligated to lie and should not have any feelings of guilt or shame associated with this kind of lying, which is why you see them on social media lying their little stinking asses off about the terror attacks in Paris, saying that Islam is peaceful, when all of the passages in the Quran that had to do with peace were already subjugated and removed. Once Muhammad had an army, everything was peaceful in the Quran until then. But once he got an army, no more peace. He became violent. Why? Because he's a bully. There is no peace in Islam. Islam is about simple rules of engagement. You must convert to Islam, become a slave to Islam, or die. And all of these idiotic liberals that are on social media quoting from the First Testament and saying Christians are just like Muslims and citing verses from the Bible are morons, because Christianity, being brutal in the 7th century, and Islam is stuck in the 7th century, which is why in the Middle East, 75% of all Muslims share the same DNA. Yes, when people joke about them being inbred, it's not a joke. And that's why they get so violently upset when it's Draw Muhammad Day, because they are genetically inferior, mentally unstable. Are we talking about Democrats or Muslims? I get confused when we get to this part. That's right, we're talking about Muslims, but we could be talking about Democrats because, you know, damn. Now, keep in mind, a caliph such as Obama can only hold office through seizure of power through force. He's exempt from being charged with serious crimes such as murder, adultery, robbery, theft, drinking, and rape. Remember, it's obligatory to obey the commands of a caliph, even if he's unjust. A caliph must be Muslim, a non-slave, and male. If you go to gulagbound.com, you can see an article and a close-up picture of the ring that Obama has worn prior to his marriage and after his marriage. It is a Muslim devotee ring, showing his devotion to Islam. He now wears it as a wedding ring. Prior to his marriage, he wore it as a Muslim devotee. Keep in mind that a Muslim who leaves Islam must be killed immediately. Why is it that the head of the American caliph, Barack Hussein Obama, has not left Islam? They would have to go along with the Bob Dylan song, Everyone Must Get Stoned. So, come on, get with the program. Keep in mind, Sharia never abolished slavery, sexual slavery, and it highly regulates it. Sharia dictates death by stoning, beheading, and amputation of limbs, even flogging, for crimes of sin such as adultery. And non-Muslims are not equal to Muslims under the law, ever. Now, it's important to understand that Barack Hussein Obama sees himself as a caliph who is obligated to commit jihad, which is defined as to wage war against non-Muslims to establish the religion, and it is the duty of every Muslim and Muslim head of state, the caliph. Muslim caliphs who refuse jihad are in violation of Sharia and are unfit to rule. Obama has no choice but to act in favor of ISIS and Islam, and that's why he cannot call them terrorists. He cannot strike against them. He cannot act in disfavor. He cannot act in any way that would appear to be violent. Or to create harm or shame to them. It is not acceptable. He would be an unjust, unthinking, unwise, and a detriment to Islamic Sharia law. Look at who he has power around him. CIA director is a Muslim convert. Yes, Brennan, the company man, is an Islamic convert. You folks didn't know it, did you? Long been rumored, but it's true. So was the head of the Department of Defense before he stepped down. Yep, Panetta. A lot of dangerous Muslim Brotherhood people in the White House. But this problem did not come with just Barack Hussein Obama. If you take a moment and you read Paul Sperry's book, Infiltration, you will read about how Karl Rove, Grover Norquist, and George W. Bush allowed the Muslim Brotherhood to infiltrate the White House and our highest levels of intel agencies long before Barack Hussein Obama became a state senator. Our challenge as Americans is to put a stop to this. Because things like Common Core, which praises Islam and teaches our children to accept Islam, was written by the Saudis and thrust upon us by the Bush dynasty, particularly the Jepster, Mr. Watermelon Head himself. And it is up to us to turn the tide. And our next episode, we're going to talk about a litany of things we can do, from attending in the spring, the meetings that every school has that are on their public calendars for all of the materials and all of the things that they teach in the schools that require public approval. No one ever attends those. I know because I've attended them, and there's never been anybody else there. And it irritates the school district when you attend. And we're going to talk about attending those meetings and how to do it, what to look for, what to ask, and then how to halt those materials being in the school. We're going to talk about attending planning and zoning meetings before building permits are issued for mosques and getting minaret bans on the agenda and getting them approved. So you never have to worry about a mosque and minarets in your community. We are going to talk about making a difference before it happens to you. And we're going to talk about some defensive measures you can do as parties play Red Rover, Red Rover, send the Muslim Brotherhood and ISIS on over. Because I have never seen war refugees that were all male fighting age men until this wave of Syrian refugees. They're almost always women and children. They don't leave the women and children behind. This is an invading army, and it is time to warrior up, my friends. Because if it is to be, it is up to you and me. This country needs saving. And the only people that are going to do it will be us and the grace of God. It isn't going to happen any other way. So let's remember, as we go forth, be fast and accurate. Let my aim be true and my hand faster than those who would seek to destroy me. Grant me victory over my foes and those that wish to harm me and mine. Let not my last thought be, if I only had my gun. And Lord, if today is truly the day that you call me home, let me die in a pile of brass waist deep in the cadavers of thy enemy. Those who would harm you, me, and others, may the foes of freedom be struck down before me, as if I am the vengeful striking hammer of the Lord. For I am not here to pass judgment, that is God's job. I am merely here to facilitate the meeting when it is time. As we all know from having read the Bible, the blood runs when the time comes. The Mahdi shall not return. Not in my lifetime shall the evil of Satan take the form of the leader of Islam. For I, me, we are protected as Christian warriors. May God himself bless us all and bless the USA. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to thank you all for joining me today. God bless you. God bless America. And I will see you again on Sunday. Thank you very much. We are going to kick some Muslim ass, because now comes the fun part. What do we do to make this problem go away? And on Sunday, the general is going to be back in the saddle, baby, wild and free.
We'd like to dedicate this next song to our troops and to their families, no matter where they are tonight. May God bless each and every one of them. Amen.
classic LA friends. Ain't on the edge of no popular trend. Ain't never seen the inside of that magazine, GQ. We don't care if you're a lawyer or a Texas old man, or some waitress busting ass at some liquor stand. If you got soul, we hang out with people just like you. My hair.